The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. My name is James Ishan. Let's settle for the details now. The Bank of Ghana has attributed a 10.5 billion Ghana cedis loss it incurred in 2023 to depreciation and exchange differences. Director of Communications at the Central Bank, Bernard Otabo, provided further details in an interview with Joy Business.
What exactly does it mean by open market operation? This is what the Bank of Ghana actually spends in order to mop up excess liquidity from the economy. And why is this so important? When there is so much money in the system, basics, what really is inflation? When you have what? More money chasing fewer goods. So when that excess liquidity is mopped out of the system, in actual for what it means is that you are now trying to bring the balance between the demand and supply conditions together. Because that demand and supply imbalances is what creates that inflationary pressures that, you know, we've been talking about for quite some time now.
Bernardo Tabo is the Director of Communications at the Bank of Ghana. Still on the banking sector, Ecobank is expected to consolidate its position as the biggest bank in the country. This is because its parent bank, Ecobank Transnational Incorporated, is planning fresh investment to aid its growth and recapitalize the bank in 2023. The PricewaterhouseCoopers data puts Ecobank as biggest bank in Ghana in terms of market share and loan advances. Speaking to Joy Business in Lomé, Togo, Group Chief Executive Jeremy Awori noted that the initiative is part of a strategy to be the top bank in each market it operates.
We know it's been a difficult situation in Ghana. They're still finalizing on the Eurobond matter. So when that gets closed off, then that will obviously allow focus on other things. We remain committed really to playing our role as a leading bank within the Ghana economy. We're looking at how we can grow that business, diversify that business, and that's what we're focusing in on with the partners, customers and clients within Ghana. So we still see opportunities. We're medium to long-term bullish on it, and we continue to invest in that business. And
Group Chief Executive of Ecobank, Jeremy Awori, speaking in that exclusive interview with Joy Business in Lomé, Togo. Now to some other stories. Logistics and procurement activities slowed down in the first quarter of 2024, and that's according to the Ghana Logistics Managers Index. The index, which measures aggregate inventory, warehouse activities, carriage of goods, and other key metrics found in the supply and logistics value chain, showed that low inventories and high cost of some aspects of the value chain contributed to the slight decline of the logistics sector. There is more in the following report.
The overall Logistics Managers Index for Ghana for quarter one of 2024 reduced by 0.9 percentage point to 62.4, depicting a slight decrease in the movement of goods in the country's logistics sector. While inventory cost grew by 1.2 to hit 81.1, aggregate logistics remained fairly stable at 245.4 compared to 245.6 in the previous quarter. The warehouse sector experienced slow growth due to a decrease in inventory across the country. The transportation sector also recorded marginal increases compared to the previous quarter. For the third quarter in a row, the usage of electronic payment systems increased remarkably. The report projects that the growth of logistics activities in the country will remain steady with an LMI of 65.9.
And that was a report filed by my colleague Atase Nyaku, now acting head of corporate and investment banking at Stanbic Bank Ghana. Musa Abdullah is urging mining entrepreneurs to seek partnerships to build the capacity necessary for executing large-scale projects. Abdullah emphasized that the mining sector is capital-intensive and requires effective financing strategies for growth. He shared these insights of Joy Business during the West African Mining and Power Expo in Accra.
Cost of capital is quite important for all entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs in the mining sector, especially because it's a very heavy capital intensive area. Sometimes we need to have a right combination of capital, debt and equity in order to be able to drive our business forward. If you rely exclusively on debt, especially on commercial debt, it becomes very, very difficult to actually have low cost funding. So it's important that entrepreneurs try to balance. It's also important for entrepreneurs to seek partnerships. So if you see a contract that is too big for you, instead of drowning yourself in debt, it's important that you partner with other companies in your area to be able to execute it.
Musa Abdallah is the acting head of corporate and investment banking at Stanbic Bank Ghana. Now to our business journal for today. Political interference and lack of education emerged as significant obstacles hindering the full enforcement of environmental regulations aimed at managing air pollution in Ghana. As we commemorate Sustainability Day in Ghana today, we take a look at concerns of air pollution from heavy-duty vehicles plying the roads. Michael Ashali of Joy News has more in the following report as our business journal for today.
Emissions from industry and manufacturing contribute heavily to air pollution in Ghana, but close to half of the country's pollutants are attributable to road transport, particularly on urban roads. Former Director of Air Quality at the EPA, Emmanuel Apo, attributes this to the increased vehicle population and poor driving behavior.
Our attitudes on the roads are very bad. People tend to drive anyhow. If you don't drive well, you know, mentioning vehicular maintenance challenges also there because of funding. People buy vehicles but don't have the money to maintain them very well. There are plumes of smoke coming out of that.
In Ghana, there are still obstacles hindering the full enforcement of environmental regulations aimed at managing air pollution.
Ghana is known to have some robust regulations and laws to combat air pollution on roads. By the way, it appears that air pollution, either from EPA's, air pollution on roads is still high, far higher than the WHO guidelines.
Researchers from the Department of Biology, Environment and Occupational Health of the University of Ghana and relevant agencies gathered to identify these obstacles and how to address them. Participating institutions included the Office of the Attorney General, Driver and Vehicle Licensing Authority, Vehicle Dealers Association or Garages, and Motor Traffic and Transport Department of the Ghana Police Service. Others are Customs Division of the Ghana Revenue Authority, Department of Urban Roads, Environmental Protection Agency, and the Ghana Private Road Transport Union. Political interference and lack of education emerged as significant hindrances to the enforcement process.
There are other issues of when the corporates are prosecuted, there are some interferences from those in power. And one of the things that has come up is lack of education. Most people don't know about the laws, what they have to do and what they don't have to do.
Country lead of Clean Air Fund, Desmond Appiah, emphasized the importance of comprehending the factors impeding the implementation of air quality laws to fortify them.
But in all the great things that we are doing, and they give some of the examples, the first country in West Africa to take out all of the lead in fuels. Even today, in West Africa, it is Ghana that does a lot more monitoring of the quality of air. Despite all these things, there are massive gaps.
As vehicles continue to emit harmful pollutants, addressing these obstacles becomes crucial for the preservation of air quality and public health. This story was a collaboration with New Narratives. Funding was provided by the Clean Air Fund. The funder had no say in the content of the story. For Joy News, Michael Ashani.
And our business journal ends today's Joy Business Report, which is brought to you by EcoBank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, Solid Protection. Now, before you go, that's the year to stop singing and talking about chopping and enjoying life and just do it. EcoBank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the EcoBank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly and you can be one of them winning up to 10,000 Ghana cedis. There will also be 3 monthly draws and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana cedis into your EcoBank account at your nearest branch, EcoBank Express Point, or via EcoBank Mobile to stand a chance of winning. Other prizes include fuel vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime, and many more. Promo runs from May to July 31st, 2024. It's your time to chop alive. Remember, every 500 Ghana cedis deposit earns you an entry into the EMG draw. EcoBank, a better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. I am James Ishen. Game plan.